Police and Yakuza gear up for 2020 Olympic battle. Adapted from JapanToday.com. You've no doubt heard of the 30 Years' War, the 100 Years' War, and perhaps even the Six-Day War. According to SPA, October 1st, Japan is now on the verge of a 7 Years' War, to be fought between the nation's crime syndicates and the police. The casus belli, of course, is Tokyo being picked to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. On September 9th, the first working day after the IOC meeting in which Tokyo was selected as the host venue, the National Police Agency and Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department met to establish an Olympics task force. Quote, "This speedy reaction shows the police are in high spirits over the Olympics," says a reporter who covers the police for a nationally circulated newspaper, adding, "They're eager to clean up dangerous areas of antisocial elements and have already held numerous meetings." Even before the IOC decided on Tokyo, when the delegates visited here, the cops rounded up the homeless people in Yoyogi Park and moved them into apartments out of sight. That's how badly they wished Tokyo would win. Why? As veteran crime author Atsushi Mizoguchi writes, "Since large numbers of civil servants from the post-war baby boomer generation began retiring, the police have had a hard time placing their people in second careers via the Amakudari system. Hosting the Olympics is their golden opportunity. In addition to the Olympics, there will be secondary opportunities, like the new law they're trying to ram through the Diet to permit opening of casinos. I foresee confrontation between the police and gangs in areas where their interests have clashed before. The juiciest prize is likely to be the rights to constructing some 10 projects, including the Athletes' Village, centered around Harumi in Chuo Ward. Costs for new building facilities in Chuo Ward alone are estimated to reach 460 billion yen. The large general contractor firms will farm out the majority of work to subcontractors, which will hire construction companies which may have ties with organized crime. Other sources of revenues are as job brokers and demolition firms, both of which have long been known to have ties to gangs. If the police come out in force, then I suppose there will be less that trickles down to us," sighs a gang boss based in Kansai. "In a nutshell, the general contractor firms have their own business style. For instance, Company S tends to lean toward the police, Company K deals with both the police and gangs, and Company T tends to work closely with the Yakuza. Of these, Company S has a lot of retired police officials in its ranks. Under the banner of compliance, they are expected to work even harder at keeping out the antisocials. So it's not going to be easy for Yakuza to get involved. I suppose at the most, you'll see them using the gangs as subcontractors to recruit workers. But the Kodokai, the Nagoya-based second-largest affiliate of the Yamaguchi Gumi, Japan's largest designated crime syndicate with an estimated 50,000 members, is likely to snatch up the really good opportunities." According to the same source, Yakuza are becoming increasingly impoverished, and the situation for many is far worse than the average person realizes. Several years ago, the junior sub-bosses in the secondary gang affiliates used to easily clear multiples of 100 million in annual income, says the aforementioned source. But after the newest wave of anti-gang regulations and other crackdowns, they have become increasingly estranged from society. All it takes is the smallest infraction to get arrested and slapped with fines. They're hard up for money. SPA predicts that at this stage in the struggle for supremacy, it looks like the police will take the gold medals.